You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. I want to talk about what in this Antichrist world is going on. You know that way back during the primaries, as far back as at least 2007, when people asked about, who is this guy Obama? You think he could run for president? As far back as 2007, you may recall me saying, well, the only issue regarding Obama and if he could be president is who's your daddy. And I don't know if you noticed how quickly things have started to unravel for Mr. Magic Man. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God said, fear hath torment. It's not for his people. That's why we see God saying 365 times, fear not, not just saying it, commanding his people, fear not, let not your heart be troubled. Fear hath torment. Torment is simply defined as physical or mental pain, and many have said it's more to do with mental pain or pain of the soul, the mind, will, and emotion than it has to do with physical pain. However, it may be either or both. And today, in the Antichrist war on the saints, we should understand this thing called torment. The wicked delight to torment the righteous. Isaiah 3:10 and 11 has a profound truth, which the saints need to know in this Antichrist war on the saints, also known as the Great Tribulation or the time of Jacob's trouble. Isaiah 3:10 and 11. Say ye to the righteous, hallelujah, this command, I would like to have this command from the Lord. Say, and this is for you too. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. I would also like to say, the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God. And there shall no torment touch them. God will deliver his people from torment if the choice of faith is made. Trust God no matter what, for he will yet be glorified to deliver his people. You know, we mourn as we witness the great falling away from the faith. It's a very definite article, very exclusive. The only true faith that truly honors God as God. And we mourn as we watch this great falling away from the faith and the revealing of the man of sin, the son of perdition, the man of lawlessness, even the fourth beast, as the Pope calls the Luciferian Antichrist papal global socialist government with teeth. Yeah, that's what the Pope called it. The global socialist government with teeth. We mourn. It vexes the souls of the righteous. The wicked, in service to Lucifer, Satan, the devil, take demonic pleasure in tormenting the righteous. And we need to look no further than the heinous acts of Islam, the largest satanic, in-your-face thing called religion, to see this reality. In history, there have been inquisitions of the Roman Church, the Roman Catholic Church, heinous forms of torture and death of at a minimum 50 million people being tortured, killed, murdered, to the more realistic estimate of 200 million people. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he spoke of this in the first few verses of John 16. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. May I say it again? That it shall be well with those who are in Christ, having true righteousness, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked! It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and there shall no torment touch them. God will deliver his people from torment if, and it's a big if the choice of faith is made. And it is a choice. Trust God no matter what, for he will yet be glorified to deliver his people. In this Antichrist war on the saints, under Lucifer's Antichrist prince and his false prophet pope, there's a religion of so-called tolerance wherein the Jews and commandment-observant righteous Christians, people of the book, will not be tolerated. The wicked will religiously abuse, victimize, afflict, enslave, mistreat, oppress, persecute, and martyr those with true righteousness in Messiah. Yet, it shall be well with the righteous. God said so. And the wicked, while they proclaim themselves to be wise, become fools to worship idols like the Antichrist prince and his false prophet pope and even the illegal President Obama. In the sight of the unwise, the people of the book seemed to die, and their physical death is understood to be misery. But these people are not wise. The unwise see the death of saints to be utter destruction, but I tell you, they are resting in peace and in the fullness of joy only found in the presence of the Lord. Even though the righteous in Christ are afflicted and even martyred, dead in the sight of men, yet their blessed hope is realized and full of immortality and eternal life.
The Lord God said so. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Believest thou this? Yes, absolutely. The righteous people of the book, having been a little chastened, know that they shall be greatly rewarded. God allowed them to be tested, and God proved them to be found worthy for himself. The people of the book are as gold in the furnace, whom God has tested and purified them, and received them as a burnt offering. Their brethren shall also shine, and even be as the sparks among the stubble. They know that soon they shall judge the nations, and have, because they've been tested and proven faithful in their great tribulation, they shall reign with him over those who have not been so tested and proven, and have dominion, and their Lord shall reign forever and ever. The people of the book, even if they've been taught false doctrines such as pre-trib rapture, and once saved, always saved, will give up all false doctrines in the time of their great tribulation. He that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. Many will put their trust in him and shall understand the truth in great tribulation. Faith works by love. And those who are faithful in love, keeping his commandments, because that's what love is, that's the real thing, they shall abide with him. Yes, it shall be well with the righteous, for his grace and mercy to his saints. And he proves his care for the elect, his elect. The ungodly shall be punished according to their own imaginations, which have neglected the righteous and forsaken the Lord. Those who have despised his wisdom and the fear of the Lord not only are miserable in their wickedness, but they shall be miserable and in eternal torment. Their hope is vain. They have no true hope. Their works are unfruitful, unprofitable, vain, and without any reward that can endure. But glorious is the fruit of good works of the righteous, and the root of wisdom shall never fall away. He shall never leave the truth of the more sure word of God. They are people of the book, like the Quran calls us. Even if the wicked live long natural lives, and their end and their memory will not at all be regarded, and their last end will be without honor. Even if the wicked die quickly, they have no hope. They can find no help and comfort in their day of reckoning and final trial. It is a horrible end for the wicked. And there is coming soon a horrible end for the entire unrighteous generation on this planet, just like it was in the days of Noah. And though it may appear that the wicked are profiting and multiplying, the ungodly shall not thrive. They will have no deep roots. And what they think to be firm foundations will soon enough crumble. For though the wicked seem to flourish for a time, they shall not stand when they soon enough meet their end. However, even though the righteous would seem to the wicked to be stopped by death, it shall be well with the righteous. He is in a rest that endures, free of torment. He pleased God and was beloved of him And though it might have seemed to him that his life among sinners had ended, he was in fact brought into rest, and even the fullness of joy that can only be found in the presence of the Lord. And those who were in the media under Joe Stalin, they shake their heads in wonder at the American media. In order for Stalin to get such total conformity to the lies and propaganda of the state, or to toe the official government line, it was necessary to send many of those Russian journalists to the gulags and to pull many, many fingernails. The American government has accomplished that same Hitler and Stalin media unity without that. And those who were part of the Soviet media, they wonder at it. Those under Stalin's control could understand the mass media was united in lies and government propaganda. And they wonder why so many Americans do not understand the meaning of such media lockstep with all having the same and only one opinion. It is a fact. It is a fact that it is impossible. It is impossible for Obama to legally be president of the United States Constitutional Republic. Yet he has moved into the White House and now is the crown of the Bush-Clinton-Bush syndicate of sudden destruction. That impossibility cannot be openly and publicly discussed in the very tightly controlled media. Glenn Beck and the Tea Party and Rush Limbaugh are responsible for keeping the impossible illegal president in the White House instead of the jailhouse where he belongs. More so than anybody else. But the impossibility of Barack Hussein Obama II, son of Kenyan citizen Barack Hussein Obama I, the impossibility of him occupying the White House cannot be openly and publicly discussed in the very tightly controlled media. Are they all that stupid? No. But they have the unchallengeable right to call others stupid who would ask questions which they know are not to be discussed publicly and openly. It cannot be allowed to be discussed by the media. And what does that mean? No one in the media can allow thought that Obama's missing birth certificate can even have casual mention. And then along comes Donald Trump. Now, there is a certificate on the internet, but Obama's sister has one of those. And everybody knows Obama's sister was born in Indonesia. There's a certificate on the internet, but that is not Obama's birth certificate. That is a certificate that anyone in 1961 could request from the new state of Hawaii to avoid immigration and naturalization problems traveling to and from the new state. Anybody could get it. If the media is purposed not to allow any check or question on Obama's eligibility to be president, then why question why the other crucial documents were and continued to be sealed? A certificate of live birth proves nothing, in fact, regarding the constitutional requirement to be president of the U.S. Constitutional Republic. In fact, a Hawaii certificate of live birth proves there's some sort of problem with having the normal hospital-generated birth certificate that everybody else has. Those requesting a certificate of live birth would, as a matter of course, have to have the request for that certificate put in the newspaper by the government of Hawaii to make a public record, to make it public knowledge that somebody who didn't have a normal hospital birth certificate made request for one of these certificates of live birth, which would make it easy for them to go in and out of the new state of Hawaii. It had to be made public knowledge when someone requested a certificate of live birth and received that certificate of live birth. And everybody knows a certificate of live birth is not a birth certificate. It means there's a problem with their birth certificate. Obama's sister, born in Indonesia, has a Hawaiian certificate of live birth. Isn't it amazing how Obama promised transparency in his presidency? Isn't it amazing how he has spent millions, over $1 million, to keep these records sealed? Why has he spent so much to keep his records of his past sealed? The things that are sealed is really quite a list. His birth certificate sealed. His baptism certificate sealed. His elementary, high school, college, and graduate school transcripts sealed. His passport and visa records sealed. His selective service records sealed. His alleged multiple security numbers sealed. His Illinois attorney's license sealed. His Illinois state senate record sealed. His law practice client list sealed. His University of Chicago scholarly articles sealed. His financial records while a community organizer in Chicago sealed. His medical records sealed. Even the records of why his wife's law license was suspended in 1993 by the Illinois Supreme Court are sealed. What this says about transparency is ridiculous. Sealed. More important, what does the media handling to maintain the sealed status tell us? What does the media seal and concerted effort to quash such questions as, who is your father? Was your father an American citizen? What does the media seal and concerted effort to quash such questions and to even call crazy and denigrate anyone not united on keeping the issue sealed tell us? Tells me there's way too much smoke for there to be no fire. I know by some simple questions that if America were still a constitutional republic, that it would be impossible for Obama to be the U.S. president. Who is your daddy? We know that Barack Hussein Obama Sr. was not a United States citizen. He was a Kenyan citizen, and therefore his children would be natural-born Kenyan citizens. And it would be impossible for his children to be natural-born United States citizens, especially if the mother of such children were a minor. Where did the money for the cost of such high tuition Ivy League schools, and even Occidental. Where did the money to go to Occidental, and then the money to go to Columbia, and then the money to go to Harvard come from? Well, the money for Columbia was no problem. He never went there. He got into Harvard on a degree from Columbia, which was proven to be pure fraud. He never attended Columbia University. But the answers to such questions are to be sealed. The transparency and rule of law is to be sealed to allow Obama to be living proof that America is no longer a constitutional republic. It should also tell us to know the media does not speak for the public. No, Glenn Beck is paid $20 million a year not to speak for the public. Rush Limbaugh is paid $50 million a year not to speak for the public or for the majority of the people. They're not paid those multi-million dollar salaries for the righteous to know the truth. They're paid to prevent people from knowing the truth, to control the opposition. That's why they get those multi-million dollar salaries. The media speaks for the Luciferian Antichrist oligarchy, which puts up their multi-million dollar salaries, which controls the used-to-be U.S. Constitutional Republic. So-called journalists are courtiers of the oligarchy. They are not voices for the public, and certainly not voices of the truth. The so-called media journalists are employed by the Luciferian Antichrist oligarchy to control. They're employed to control the public and to spin confusion and hide the important truth. That's why they're paid so much. What it should tell us is that if we do a 180 with the information coming from the Antichrist, Princes of Power, the air media spin, we're going to be a lot closer to the direction of truth than listening and believing the Rushes, Glens, and Katies of this world. Obama is one of the greatest mass hypnotists ever in history. He has far greater hypnotic power than Hitler, who produced the same euphoria in his audiences. However, Obama does more than Hitler ever dreamed with his hypnotic powers. Obama can say mutually exclusive things in the same speech. Amazing, yet true. Obama does frequently say mutually exclusive things in the same speech. Obama has the amazing hypnotic power to cause both ends of the audience spectrum to hear what they want to hear, while at the same time not hearing what they do not want to hear in the same speech when mutually exclusive things are said. Yes, in the same speech, at the same time, when Obama says mutually exclusive, opposite things, the same unified euphoria is observed in his audience. It is truly great hypnotic power. Obama in the White House does one thing and at the same time causes the people to believe Brand Obama does the opposite of what he's actually doing. Brand Obama has amazing hypnotic power. Well, what should we do? I'll tell you this. The only thing to do is to make the right choice of faith rather than fear. It is truly fearful to consider the full implications of this man Hussein being in the White House at this time, when America is supposed to be at war against Islamic terrorism. And I say this, and I hope you have ears to hear it. Do not go in the way of rebellion. I'm going to say it again. Don't miss it. Do not go in the way of rebellion. Do not blindly follow the instruction of Obama to report and or accuse your neighbor. Those who do not want the flu shots and refuse to spy for the Obama government are going to end up being labeled anti-American. What does anti-American mean? And what is the oligarchy controlling the used-to-be constitutional republic called those who honor America by objecting to war, objecting to violence, objecting to the stealing of resources, who object to the stealing of their country, who object to having their God-given rights taken from them, and who object to the rights guaranteed and constitutional limits of government being removed? The oligarchy and their Obama puppet and their Luciferian Antichrist media labels such good people anti-American. Those who believe that America was established for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian religion, who believe the Word of God is absolutely true, are called anti-American. And yet, that is plainly what the Mayflower Compact, which was the first government document of America, said was the purpose for the establishment of the nation of America. Today, Obama and his medias call such freedom-loving people of the book anti-American. There are millions of such so-called anti-Americans in the United States. They are simple, humble, hard-working, God-fearing people who very much want to think good and do not want to think evil of their government or even think evil of news sources. But still, their government and the news sources call them crazy, call them stupid, even invent new terms to denigrate them, and even would call them birthers, and beyond that, even call them anti-American. Let every soul be subject to the higher power. Let every soul be subject to the higher power. Is Obama's nation or the kingdom of God your higher power? Obama has somehow wrested control of the nation of America as its commander-in-chief. Is Obama's nation or the kingdom of God your higher power? I say, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Let every soul be subject to the higher power is the context of Romans 13. And do not ever let that context of Romans 13 foundation. Don't let that foundational context slip. Let every soul be subject to the higher power. Study Matthew 25 and know that anything you do to help someone in need who cannot possibly pay you back, you do to your King Jesus. Be wise and not foolish. Get some more oil in your lamp to continue to let your light so shine before men. Know that the bottom line of all this multiplication of evil in this Luciferian, Antichrist, global, socialist, fascist government with teeth means that your redemption draws nigh. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Matthew 25, 34 through 46. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw thee we an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Isaiah 41:6, they helped everyone his neighbor. And everyone said to his brother, Be of good courage. Zechariah 8:16 and 17. These are the things that you shall do. Hear this. Child of God, hear this. These are the things that ye shall do. God said, These are the things that you shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. Yes, I told you that before. And I will continue to tell you that. I hope you not only memorize those three verses, Isaiah 41:6 and Zechariah 8:16 and 17. I hope you not only memorize those verses, but that you will live them in this Antichrist war on the saints. Yes, wickedness and evil men seem to be multiplying and even prospering. Let not your heart be troubled. Choose faith and do not choose either fear or rebellion. I tell you that speedily the wicked and evil men who now appear to be multiplying and prospering will be taken away just like the wicked people were taken away in the flood of Noah's time. Do not let the wickedness you see and understand beguile or deceive your soul. The hypnotism and bewitching of wickedness can obscure things that are honest. Failure in this time to go after the word of God that produces faith, listening to even the Alex Joneses and others that suggest rebellion or blame shifting rather than personal repentance, will lead to lust and craving and desire for things that you cannot now have, and passion that is not Christ-centered. The wicked may seem to gain and prosper in a short time, but the payback of either righteousness or wickedness is fulfilled over a very long time. We will witness the righteous suffer and appear to perish because the soul of the righteous pleased the Lord, and that is very difficult for most to understand. That's the reason the Lord will shorten the days of the righteous to take away him from among the wicked. Most people in this time will not understand this. I do hope you will lay these things up in your heart. God's grace and mercy is with his saints. Know, and never doubt, that he has regard and great love to his chosen. The righteous that is killed shall condemn the ungodly, which are living at the soon return of the King of Kings, immediately after the great tribulation of the 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. The wicked will see the end of the wise. Is not all, no, it's not at all what they had thought. The wicked will see the end of the wise is not at all what they thought. The wicked shall not understand what God in his counsel hath decreed of both the wicked and the righteous. Indeed, we say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. Never, never, never doubt the love of God. Take another look at what our King Messiah, our Passover, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, has done for us on that Passover cross at Calvary. Never doubt the love of God, and spend more time on what God said in the more sure Word of God, the KJV Holy Bible. Soon, the righteous man shall stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him and enslaved him. And this will be a terror to the wicked, as the righteous are in nothing terrified by their wicked adversaries. Philippians 1:28, memorize it. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray Psalm 83 every day. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Now, once again, I want to simply say what I've been saying since 2007. Natural-born citizens are citizens who have the citizenship of their father. This is not rocket science. Natural-born citizens are citizens who have the citizenship of their father. Natural-born citizenship simply means the father's country of citizenship is the natural-born citizenship country of the child. The natural-born citizen of America must have a father who was an American when that natural-born citizen child was born. This is not rocket science. This is not racism. This is simple truth. It is simply wrong and willful ignorance for any judge, lawyer, TV talking head, journalist, senator, representative, military officer, preacher, teacher, millionaire, pauper, or anyone else who would proclaim themselves to be wise or informed on the issue to say otherwise. No birth certificate, genuine or forged, is needed to move Barack Hussein Obama from the White House to the jailhouse in which he belongs. Just a few Semper Fi, just a few faithful men with courage. The one standing guard at the presidential chopper could probably do it all by himself. Barack Hussein Obama has repeatedly identified his natural birth father as Barack Hussein Obama I of Kenya. The Kenyan Barack Hussein Obama I was at no time in his life a citizen of the United States, and therefore Barack Hussein Obama I could not have passed United States natural-born citizenship to his son Barack Hussein Obama II. He could only make him a Kenyan natural-born citizen. Barack Hussein Obama II is a natural-born Kenyan citizen. Barack Hussein Obama II is not a natural-born citizen of the United States. It makes no difference where he was born. No document, genuine or forged, can change the fact of history that Barack Hussein Obama II is a natural-born Kenyan citizen. The United States Constitution in Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5, regarding qualification for the office of president, reads as follows. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution, shall be eligible to the office of President. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained the age of 35 years and been 14 years a resident within the United States. Barack Hussein Obama I was a Kenyan citizen. No matter what document, genuine or forged, would say otherwise, Barack Hussein Obama II is a natural-born Kenyan citizen. It is impossible for Barack Hussein Obama II to be a natural-born citizen of the United States and meet the required eligibility qualification. Barack Hussein Obama II was the former editor of the Harvard Law Review. Who could possibly believe that Barack Hussein Obama II does not know that he is knowingly and willfully guilty of the greatest scam and fraud in history? The Muslim world and the communist world loves him for making America, its government, its constitution, and the American people a laughingstock. This is not rocket science. This is not racism. Glenn Rush and Katie, you better go figure. Or else sooner than you might think, Barack Hussein Obama may declare you to be too stupid to live. After all, Muslims do not believe that non-Muslims should be allowed to live. I've read the Quran, have you? I try to get the gospel to Muslims every day. I would not recommend anyone read the whole satanic book called the Quran. Just read Surah number 9. Everything abrogates to Surah number 9. And all the rest of the Quran is to obfuscate and hide the central core truth of the Islamic religion contained in that only surah from which nothing can be abrogated. Some of you may remember the recent Great Joy and Great Tribulation update. The Emperor Has No Clothes. In there, we warned about how everyone you see on TV, including Donald Trump, says that the definition of natural-born citizen is the definition of native-born citizen. Does natural-born citizen mean native-born citizen? And if so, why does the Constitution say natural-born citizen? Why does it not say that natural-born citizen means native-born citizen? I know the writers of the Constitution were not so dumb on purpose as the Supreme Court, the House, the Senate, the Justice Department, and the Glenns, Rushes, and Katies of this world at this time. This is serious. Look out, when the majority of people accept this change of the definition of natural-born citizen to mean native-born citizen, then Barack Hussein Obama has a lock on the White House rather than being locked in the jailhouse. Then Barack Hussein Obama can imprison or kill any American he wants to silence. The plan is to kill Jews on Saturday and kill Christians on Sunday and kill you on Monday. As soon as Barack Hussein Obama gets this change of natural-born to mean native-born, he's well on his way with Donald Trump and Neil Abercrombie professing the change of natural-born to mean native-born. He's well on his way, having gotten all the Glenns and Rushes and Katies and even people like Joseph Farah to accept that change of natural-born to mean native-born. He's well on his way with that change to have the majority of Americans convinced that native-born means natural-born. And when enough are convinced of that change, to have natural-born mean native-born, then Barack Hussein Obama will have a million-dollar forged Hawaii birth certificate produced that very same day. It will be his license to silence any and all opposition to his Muslim emperorship, absolute dictatorship. Well, that day has come. It didn't take long. The White House, as of today, April 27th, 2011, released a long-form Hawaii birth certificate. And that document proves Barack Hussein Obama was a native born in America, and that document proves that Barack Hussein Obama is a natural-born Kenyan citizen. Yes, that document proves that Barack Hussein Obama is a natural-born Kenyan citizen. That document proves that. Stanley Ann Dunham was not of sufficient legal age to transfer citizenship. Barack Hussein Obama Sr. was a citizen of Kenya. And therefore, the birth certificate, long form just released by the White House, proves that Barack Hussein Obama Jr. is a natural-born Kenyan citizen and not a natural-born United States citizen, and therefore needs to be removed from the White House. That birth certificate proves he is ineligible to be president of the United States. That document proves, that birth certificate just released, proves Barack Hussein Obama is guilty of the greatest scam and fraud in the history of America. And his eligibility to be president is proven to be not possible. Only be strong and of good courage, brethren. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah.
You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.